boys had been successful. And that one of them said, by Friday, Saturday, he had bought that Land Rover. Society would have glorified them. And it is the hypocrisy of even the way we are handling the public discourse that worries me even more. We should bow our heads in collective shame.
Tonight, the Ghanaian in the Mirror. The teenagers accused of murdering a 10-year-old boy for money rituals have been widely condemned and discussed. But, question, how many of us would have stopped to question their wealth, filed a complaint, or shunned them if these teenagers had succeeded in making the ill-gotten wealth they craved? We connect Ghana and beyond for an honest introspection, probing how this incident is a reflection of our collective image as we stand in front of that collective mirror as a society. We connect after the break.
Worked hard for your money, and that is why we are constantly creating more secure and innovative ways for you to keep your money safe everywhere you go. Experience a safer and more secure way to do all your transactions with MTN Mobile. Present your national ID, voter's ID, NHIS card, passport, driver's license, or your SNIT ID card whenever you visit any Momo agent point. Keep your transactions safe and secure everywhere you go because we are good together. Remember to present any of these valid national ID cards for all your Momo transactions at agent point. Beginning from Friday, 2nd April 2021, everywhere you go.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaje, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHF, Kumase KNUSD Campus, UC DC, Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
We know it's important to create a productive and supportive working environment by investing in your employees' health. With a leading international track record, Apex Health Insurance is regulated and licensed by the National Health Insurance Authority to provide medical insurance services to institutional clients, families, and individuals. Apex Student Package and International Medical Solutions are all here to cushion you. Visit Apex Health Insurance Office at Zion House, Boundary Road, Shiashi, or call
0501-683-914
or 0232-000-015 in Kumasi. We are located opposite Prempeh College, Sofo Line, and in Takrady, Apex Health, your preferred health insurer.
Allianz Insurance since 1890. At Allianz Life Ghana, we have a wide range of life insurance packages to suit all pockets, from individuals, groups, associations, and businesses. We cover your employees, your funerals, pensions, children's education, and your future. Call us on 0302-267-892 or visit our website www.allianz-gh.com for more inquiries. Allianz Life, we secure your future.
We're live on Joy 99.7 FM. This Here's Ghana Connect. My name is Evan Spencer. Now, the teenagers accused of murdering a 10-year-old boy for money rituals have been widely condemned and discussed. This is the story so far.
Came to my father's house. We sleep together, we eat together, we go to church together. All of a sudden, the exchange. We started doing drugs and all sorts of things.
First, we go down to church. But very soon, we go stop down to church again. You are a young boy, I'm coming, and you have a too much of friend. Everything can happen. Like what we are seeing now.
Cannot sit aloof for people to continue taking lives like that.
How could the young people, what do they know? And unfortunately, you media people too, you are given so much exposure to tricksters and fraudulent people. Promising everything.
It's either they should be sentenced to death as well, or they should be in life imprisonment. If you don't want them outside there, because if you see them, it will be better for them.
And as one of them said, by Friday, Saturday, he had bought that Land Rover. Society would have glorified them. And it is the hypocrisy of even the way we are handling the public discourse that worries me even more. We should bow our heads in collective shame.
So yeah, the song there says "Yepe money." In other words, we like money. And really, at the bottom of all this, this is a society that really worships money. We love it. I mean, to the extent that us has been said this week, and I'll tell you what Professor Kwesi has been saying. I think he really hit the nail on the head. That if these boys had succeeded, who would have questioned them? They would have celebrated the wealth that they have made without questioning its source. And that's a conversation we're going to be having tonight, standing in front of the mirror and looking at ourselves on the back of what has happened. I'm pretty sure you're one of those who criticize the boys. You've condemned them, of course. If it's true that they've done so and the court finds them guilty, they should face that law and they face the music. But they are a product of this society. And so we connect Ghana and beyond for an honest introspection, probing how this incident is a reflection of our collective image as a society. Listen to Professor Kwesi.
This can be torn asunder, the fakery, the life that over the last 30 years or so we've closed ourselves with. If these boys had been successful, Evans, and as one of them said, by Friday, Saturday, he had bought that Land Rover. Society would have glorified them. And it is the hypocrisy of even the way we are handling the public discourse that worries me even more. No one would have said, I'm going to the police, to Yoko, to to say, look, an 18-year-old kid has bought a $90,000 car. How did he buy it? We would have glorified him. Our religious institutions would not have thrown him out when he drives in there, pompous, arrogant, dismissive. He would have been invited to public functions. He would have behaved in manners that are not acceptable. But we would have stood on the sidelines and clapped. We should bow our heads in collective shame.
Do you agree with that? Connecting the studio, Kevin Amos Anand, Councillor, will join us on Zoom shortly. Manasseh Azuriawuni will connect on Zoom. Na Golda, simply a parent, will connect also with us, an activist, a blogger. We'll hear her thoughts on this. Julius is a university student, University of Ghana, and I hear a lot of this also happens in some form of shade in the University of Ghana, or universities across the country, by the way. Young people in university do this also in some form. We'll interrogate that shortly. Stephanie will also speak to us. She's a female graduate, connects in the studio. Taju will also connect with us. And listen, we want to tap into an aspect of this that we haven't heard. We've heard the conversations around what spiritualists do, those who charlatans and make all manner of claims, which we have been told by the police is at the heart of this. That's a fetish priest has been arrested. We want to tap into that a bit. Let's understand what is happening there. I mean, how they get onto the television. I mean, you need to understand the problem to address it. And so, Nana Kwaku Bonsam will connect also with us tonight here on Ghana Connect. And I'm delighted that he'll be on the phone with us as we delve into this from all angles. But I want to start with the comments that we heard from Professor Kwesiene, because for me, that's really at the heart of this conversation this week. Stephanie, I don't know if you listened to Professor Kwesiene at the end saying that we need to bow our heads in collective shame, because if these boys had succeeded and had bought their Range Rover days after they succeeded and they drove past, would anybody have stopped to question the source, or would have just, you know, admired it, coveted it, and encouraged it? What's your reaction to what he says there?
I think he's saying is actually true. He's making a good point there. Because society has been turning like a blind eye on these things for so long. I'm sure these are not the first boys to do such a thing. I'm sure that there are others who have done it, probably older than these boys. But then it's like we've always been turning a blind eye to people's success. We've never questioned their success. That's how come like we've been able to, you know,
as a young graduate yourself, I mean, a young lady, you just recently out of school, do you feel society's pressure on you to, you know, to sort of live beyond your means, so to speak?
Okay, yes, the pressure is there, especially through social media. You see how people live their lavish life on social media, posting things that they want to share with us. We don't know the kind of hard work that went behind whatever they've posted. We don't know what goes behind the scenes. We only know what we've seen. So it's like there's so much pressure going on. But for me personally, I know that there's pressure, but I'm not going to let it get to me, because I have my own morals that I want to follow for myself. I have my own goals I've set for myself. And I know that I have to work hard to get it. So I am not really pressured by society. I know when my time comes, it will come and I will make it.
I mean, Julius, you're still in the university. I mean, I was in university too. Yeah. And the people who come with the cars, right? The young boys with the cars. Back then, for me, it was the Toyota Corolla, I think it was. I don't know what the fashion is now with their cars. Which car is this? Is it Benz? Benjamin, you mean students at your age?
Oh, there are people with that.
They come with what?
Benz and Range Rovers.
Benz. Can you please fix the microphone for me? I can't hear him. Let's get that fixed.
Okay now?
Yeah.
Yeah, people come to school with Benz, Range Rover. Camry is sort of the list now. Yeah.
Camry is the least.
They're sort of the list now.
So you're saying that, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're in what, early 30s or late 20s?
I'm even in my early 20s.
Early 20s. And your colleagues in school are driving, is it for their parents?
Yes, largely it's for people's parents, and then some people somehow they afford it themselves.
Somehow. I mean, 20-something-year-olds coming to class with Range Rover.
Yeah.
And Benz.
It's all over the place. But then,
do you admire that though?
for me, it depends on the person. If someone's parent can afford a Range Rover for them, it's admirable that someone can plan their lives and at that stage provide a car for their children to drive in school. But if it were the situation where the children themselves or young adults, 23-year-old, 24-year-old, by, you know, untraceable means of wealth, are able to afford these things, then we are having a problem. Because already there's a wealth disparity.
Forgive me, let me ask you this.
All right.
So for your friends, I mean, maybe not even your friends, you see them drive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way of telling if the parent bought for anybody but himself. What is it? What instant? What is it? Do you question immediately? Is that the immediate? And be honest with me.
Yes.
Is it the immediate instinctive reaction? Wow, when am I going to drive this? I mean, like, I've been in that position. I see the car, and the instinct, the first thing is, goodness me, I'm thinking about when I can raise money to buy that. Or, how is he getting this money?
Yes,
can I report something to, you know, somebody to say, can we check? What's your instinct? Be honest with me.
No, the instinct to report someone to do a background check on the person doesn't come to
Or the mind. Instinct I mean, to question, even if you're not reporting. What is it? Which is the overriding first instinct? To question or to admire?
Yes, I question.
That's you?
Yes, that's my question.
Okay, good man, you go to heaven. Stephanie, what's your first... Okay, let me first ask this question of you because you're a lady. What he says he sees the cars... University, he sees the Range Rovers and the Benz. You said, for the girls, what is it? What is the thing that they flaunt the most now?
Cars is actually the thing now.
Oh, cars.
Ladies, yeah.
For the ladies.
I mean, it's nice to see a young lady driving a very nice car. Yeah, it's
so you see them. You have friends who drive.
Yes, but I know my friends, I know it's their parents that provided for them.
Okay. Their parents.
Yeah.
But do you have any friend, or maybe if not even a friend, distant that you see and you can, you know, this is not a mother, but somehow she drives it?
Okay, no, I don't have such
okay.
people.
Well, I do.
But then I've seen other people that have lavish cars and all that, live the lavish life and all. But then sometimes I question it. Honestly, I'm like, hey, where do you get the money from? Like, I mean.
So after the question, then admiration follows.
Yeah.
Be honest. I mean, let's have an honest conversation.
Of course, I would want to also have a car, to drive my car, a young girl driving a Benz. Who wouldn't want that? Of course, yes, I want to. But I know that if my parents can't afford to get it for me now, definitely, as time goes on, I work hard, I make my money, my business booms, I'm good. I'll get it.
Okay. Your business booms, you get it. I mean, let's join our colleagues who are connecting via Zoom right now. Manasseh is on. Kevin Imos Annan is also on. Manasseh, you wrote a long piece on your Facebook wall today. You've heard the reactions from the studio. I mean, let's start with a very personal level. You've heard the honest, you know, assertions by my young friends who are connecting in the studio. And what do you say to that? This is the Ghanaian society we live in, is it not?
Yes, and I think what you are saying is very true. And I also very much agree with Professor
Kwesienin
when he says this shouldn't come to us as a surprise and we shouldn't be hypocritical about it because this is what we have made the norm. So what these young people have done is to perhaps follow the norm, the path we have set for them, but perhaps in a more cruel way. And not that we see these things happening every single day, but these have come out in a different way. So it isn't new.
I mean, let me bring in a counselor. I mean, you sit with people and talk to them all the time. First, give me your experience. Do you have people coming to you for counseling because, you know, out of wealth pressures and confusion over maybe the pressures coming from society to just be in a position to afford everything else, and as a result of that, you know, they need some help. What's your own, from a counselor's point of view, what's your experience?
Well, thank you, Evans. Thank you, all the other persons on the platform. It is unfortunate, like Manasseh said, that we have created a certain image of what is supposed to be for many a young person. And so depending on their capacity to make reasonable choices and decisions that are measured, they may be vulnerable or they may be able to withstand it. And this didn't start today. I mean, as far back as the 90s, I mean, I remember when I was in Koforidua Sector, there are young guys who come to school with all sorts of things. It starts with unprescribed uniform. They come with other things, money, excessive money, pocket money to be expended. And the attraction to join the bandwagon was there. Some did join, others refused to join. Now, on campus also, you'd find people, those who are constantly chilling out there. I mean, they're driving the SUVs of this world and very, very nice, cozy young boys and girls, always dressed properly. It is there. I mean, we sit with many of these young boys and girls. And it is sad to note that oftentimes the image which is carved out of the habits and the practices of persons they admire, their heroes and heroines, this is the foundation of the trouble. Beyond their parents, and some of them unfortunately are coming from homes where their parents are not so well-to-do, parents struggling to even put a meal on the table, or parents who are...
Hello, Kevin. I may have lost him there. But that's really at the heart of this. And it comes back to the question that we're asking at the top of the... I lost you briefly. Yes, please go on.
Sorry. So they have parents who are struggling to even pay school fees, and they'll go for loans from friends to pay for school fees. And these young persons are approached by other colleagues to find a way of meeting their own needs without reference to their parents. I've had boys who spend like 2 months sleeping in the cemetery, no bathing, nothing, because they've been promised that they are going to make some gold pot.
I mean, 2 months sleeping in the cemetery because...
Yeah, in the cemetery, just lying there, interacting with dead bodies, doing all sorts of other things. Some of them, they are actually proscribed from bathing. They are not supposed to bath. Evans, I'm telling you. And they just put dump a towel or something, and then they just mop themselves as if you're mopping the baby. And that's what they live with. And it's supposed to be for a lifetime because they have taken a certain oath not to take shower. Others have told me about how their friends are sleeping with mentally deranged persons in the night, just to make money. Now, when you have such young men and women doing these things, willing to go that extent just to make money, we should ask them, what is the motivation? And I would say it again without ambiguities. Look, on social media, for instance, you have celebrities flaunting their cars, the number of cars they have, without actually telling you what work they did. Not long ago, somebody said that they were trading in something and had acquired some property. And people actually trolled them, because if you do an aggregate of that work over 100 years, you are not going to be able to acquire that property. So our brothers and sisters who have been described as celebrities, be they musicians, footballers, church religious leaders, and who have been throwing money out there without telling people how much they earn, are a big problem for the young people, because they look up to these people. So that's where we need to start it from, because otherwise we'll be practicing what the iceberg theory is all about. It's heavy beneath it. It's just the top we are scratching. And that will not give us solutions. And that's why Dr. Eni saying that it shouldn't come as a surprise also is something we must all look at it with regret, that why shouldn't be a surprise?
Yeah, because I mean, you raised that.
The telltale signs. Mm.
Yes, you raised that, I want to bring in Manasseh on. Manasseh, so why this seeming shock this week when this happened? I mean, I saw it on social media first. It was condemnation throughout, and everybody was like, "Oh, how can two teenagers do this?" You know, was it just hypocrisy, or we simply have forgotten that this is a reflection of ourselves?
Well, I wouldn't attribute everything to hypocrisy. For me, I was shocked because of the ages. I, sitting here, I'm not able to kill a fowl. So if I hear that such young boys are able to kill another human being to make money. I was shocked. The other thing too is that perhaps they have sinned differently. As we sit here, if anybody was involved in an accident or had a serious problem and was rushed to a public hospital, there is going to be the possibility that they may lose their life because there's no bed or they needed equipment or medicine to treat them. The reason that person is going to die in the hospital is because somebody has stolen so much money, bought so many houses, home and abroad. And so the very basic things that we need as a people, we don't have it. So that person who stole the money through politics may or can also be classified as a killer, but also maybe they have killed differently. So I wouldn't say everything is hypocritical, but when it gets to a stage, when you have young people going into it, and then Councillor Imosanan mentioned something about the pressure. Evans, I can tell you society has a way of putting pressure on people. So if you are really not so careful or principled or have not been brought up in a different way or certain way, you may fall for it. You know, when I was working at Joy FM, when I started, I had only a small motorbike. And I had won the Journalist of the Year. And I met some senior journalists who point blank told me that, look, you are not like the role model for journalists. So if they call the Journalist of the Year and you appear on this motorbike, it's like a disgrace to journalists. But the reality is that at the time, I wasn't earning enough to buy a car. Then there was also a point, the June 3rd disaster affected me. And when I put the pictures there, somebody told my wife to tell me that, look, the name Manasseh that we hear, where he lives, does not befit his status. But the reality is that your money, your income may not necessarily earn you something that perhaps would match your name as society wants you to believe. So the pressure is real. And we don't question anything. There are some who may not even be killers. We are talking about spirituality, but let's not forget about the politics. There are hardened criminals who are walking on the corridors of power, doing everything just because they have money. There are hardened criminals who claim their businesses, and everything they do is to cut deals, corrupt public officials, and take very dubious contracts, and we celebrate them. So all of these are the reality we are facing. So whoever sees the celebration of this ill-gotten wealth and would also want to do it, because if you have the money in Ghana today, you can buy justice.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
so right, because and again, I keep coming back to that powerful question. If these boys have succeeded and they are driven that their Range Rover they wanted to buy past, and they had been to church, and Amos Kevin, no, I know you do a lot of this work with churches, I'll come to you on that point, and they had driven to church that Sunday with that Range Rover, I mean, the ushers would have treated them differently. I bet they would, because they came with a green ribbon and they dressed very nicely. Nobody would have asked what a question about how did you get the money. That is where it starts. And we need to ask that question. What would you have done if those two boys had passed by you with a Range Rover, if they had succeeded? Genuinely answer that question for me when I return from, because I want to connect to Nana Kwekwe Bonsam, who's joining us, because this is also one that we want to spread, because there are people who still go believing that somebody can double money for them, right? I mean, and that is at the heart of this instant. And yeah, Manasseh had given the range of things. Nana, thank you for your time here on Ghana Connect.
Hello.
Nana, thank you.
You let me to stand for long for more.
Oh,
than
forgive me, Nana.
My fufu is going to spoil.
Oh, sorry, Nana. Nana, first tell me, do people still come to you hoping to get rich without actually putting in any real genuine work?
You said?
Do people still come to you hoping that you get them, you help them become rich?
Yes, of course. People can even come to me for me to help them to become rich, even to boost their businesses, for their businesses to move on, things to their way can open, good things to come to the way that they are doing, and then anything that they're going to do must go on successful in their life, for them maybe to have promotion in their work, and so on and so forth. So people come to me for them to become rich.
And this week, the problem has been, yes, you there's a claim that you can help them, but what demands do you make of them before that help is given? What do you ask of them if they come to you?
Okay, as for me, Nana Kwaku Bunsan, the great authentic man, sometimes when somebody comes, maybe, Nana, I need help. I want to boost my business. I want to become rich. I will tell the person to maybe, I use animals. I use maybe a chicken, a guinea fowl, a dove, a cow, a sheep to do it. I could never maybe say maybe somebody go and maybe do bad thing to somebody to bring his blood to do this and that and that. No. And even in my shrine, I didn't do double money or pocket no dry. There is no double money or pocket no dry in this world. If somebody will tell somebody, bring double money, I will do double money. I will do pocket no dry. There is no something like this in this world. But people are using it and show it on the televisions and social media. And you have some people that they support, some media houses that they support. Some of the media houses, they will never teach their children, or they will never teach that, oh, this guy they are calling, hey, this thing you are going to do, do this, do that. But they call somebody, oh, come, I will double money for you. And they are just do advertising. You see, me, I have TV station. I can't pay my monthly service because the monthly service is higher. But those people who are doing the scam, who are doing double money, pocket no dry, they always paying and paying. They didn't own any K-Net or any networking. But we didn't have it, the money, we cannot pay because we didn't do scam. There are lots of people that they bring such a thing. That's why all these children go and do that work. So that says, who let these children go do that work? We need to give you 120 years. Because meanwhile, the government, the president of the Bank of Ghana, he always goes for loan. China, America, Chicken Chongqing, for loan. And we are saying you are doing money rituals. You are doing double money. People to come. Why we didn't do the money for the Nana, His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, to buy beds for the hospitals, to buy ambulance for the hospitals, and you are just scamming people and do editing and put on social TVs and praying. So if the parliament was saying that he is going to help to bring strong law, I want this law to be authentic law, because when His Excellency President Kofuatam, I went to Minister of Justice. That time it was Honorable S.K. Buafo was Minister of Justice. I went to his office and said this, that is 2004, and said that I see that there was one Malam, you call his name Malam Fatawu. He started doing such a thing. That time, and the police was started interviewing him, so he stopped doing that one. But right now, the police catch the person, he gives more money to the police, some of the police. Then they say, go. The person go and continue the job. Some people are using macho mind. They collect your money. They let the macho mind go ship you. So I'm just begging. You know, the Joy FM is not a small platform. When I get chance like this, it's the biggest platform in Ghana here. So when the time I was holding, all the radio stations are coming to here. If I talk to God, oh, say, oh, you're injury. I should talk to your injury. I'm not going to talk to your injury. I will talk to God. God is joy. Because the angel is that small radio. So what I'm saying is that, IGP should hear this. President, then Minister of Attorney General also should hear this. Let this law, they are going to put on the parliament about we the traditional healers, you be the strong law. So anybody who crosses must go to jail. If somebody go thief somebody to Ghana City, and the bar lawyer will say, hey, go straight, 2 years, 1 year, and somebody collect over 500 million, 600 million, somebody should sell his whole house, 2 billion, and the person collect the money, and he go, he say the spiritual work is not in the court. The person who see the mobile phone, 20 CD, he will be there. They need to get that person.
And Nana, you said that you have your own TV station.
Yes, I have my TV station. But my TV station, I didn't do that for 1 night. No. Minyabi was so. I have my TV faces, authentic TV.
And I want you to repeat something you said. You said that this is Nana Kuku Bunsan speaking, that if anybody tells you I can double your money and I can give you pocket, you say that is not true. You say that they shouldn't believe them.
You say what? Hello.
When people tell people that they can double their money, you say and you see it on TV. That's not true. They shouldn't fall for it. They shouldn't believe that.
I repeat it. There is no double money in this world. There is no double money in this world. There is no pocket, no dry in this world. The person who say he's going to double the money for you, if you go and look at his house, he even have cholera, even you see a bicycle. Somewhere you see motor, ton, my gas, and in their house, and he said, come and I will do double money for you. You can see Nanakoku, which maybe Nanakoku says, you see, SUV car. Before I will become traditional priest, I was gas seller. I have my own gas filling station before I become like that. So when I be in this work, and then I always do something. Sometimes, the time I went to Sapema, Accra, the plot there is 19 million, the 19. And then I bought more than 252 plots that time. Because I went to my hometown, I was having a cocoa farm there. That cocoa farm, I go sell it, and I sell the wine industry. I buy the land in Accra. Now, the plot in Sapema is 800 million. I buy 19 million. Old currency, 19 million. Now, it's 800. So if I sell 20, you see that Nanako Gumusan gets more money in his pocket. So the people, they don't do business, they don't do nothing. And they use their own mind to trick people. To do fraud, they are fraudsters. They need to put them in jail.
Yeah.
I'm IDP. Can these people will see same way?
Yeah.
If no one is above the law in Ghana here.
Nana, I want to say a big thank you to you for sharing those thoughts with us. That's Nana Kweku Bonsam speaking to us on this developing story. And there's something he says that you cannot take away from him. This is the famous Nana Kweku Bonsam, known for his spiritual prowess, at least as he claims. And he says that there's nothing like doubling of money, right? He's saying it. And yet people will believe it. Like, Taju connects with us in the studio now. Taju, I mean, so you heard Nana Kweku Bonsam say that there's no doubling of money. That's true, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, but so what is it that make people still want to believe and want to make the money? Either through that or do what? Sakawa and the other fraud, the 419. What is it that gets the young people so interested in aspects like that?
Street innocent. Kwalan bibri o majisa. Omo TV suni di enko foye na. Omo fi se true di enko suno. Ba nyesa aneti. Ye jina ya formula. Ye dosum. Ba nyesa tak ya bini yusu. E street innocent.
So you are from the street?
Yeah.
Okay. How is the street like? How do you need to do to survive on the street?
Ukita wajwe na we smarter. Ubit me a follow up. But when you're sharper, and it'll be better than I'll say, schedule or ho. And I say, it'll be better to me, I'll be amount. Ninjina, no, a fraud, send or cana. Yeah, Jane, you're poor to me, BT.
When is it? Why not to BT more?
Ah, see, oh, my love for me, bro.
Ah, okay.
Obi beti mi a babe dad, I'll say, oh, my love, be what I say. Obeti mi a weyama, obeti mi a weyama.
Has a malam approached you before?
Yeah, I'm much on my Facebook, baby. Yeah. But as you see, I'm much on my own bread. It's your own person who used to me, because me more followers.
Okay.
Yeah, so much on my own bread. Because obi a babe dad, on kwala ne bisusa. So, who say obi a ukita range in the bands, you know, on follow up.
And then I will drive
range.
Oh, drive range.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Now, no. Scan on if you nearby.
Yeah, yeah. Ton cars, yeah. Ton new, yeah. Ton cement, yeah. Ton BBF.
Okay.
So you follow up. You on 24 hour. I'm with me. Chair say a juma no say ne kono. To be follow up, no follow. A juma be brio wa. You on so to me open up. You on 24 be brio. I'm with you now. Udi na na unkofu follow up. Omo timi be flow say ni say I will give you this percentage so bi timi aya enye schedule enye funda kam obi obeba bibri obeba be dada say funda ka pastors ni bibri kure chantro omo nyina adjuma no mo de na bankwala ni show tv ni so any media ni so a they think say e true but enye true.
Okay.
Yen say no yen kita master minded no into timi family ni
and then I'll try interpret shortly, but then I find a master minded.
Yes, who is treating it so? You have to read, you have to buy what your money can
So you can speak English, so help us understand. Speak the English for me. speak the English for me. So
I'm not here.
So just speak the English for me. So what is the masterminded?
I know you say.
Speak the English. Explain it for me. Let me understand.
Na English and Tiaska and Tiadu and Sika. I can't tell. La Reed. I know it's in America. Follow you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, La Reed or La Dashui.
Mm, so that's a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Jimmy, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You follow. I'm not follow because you're the tour. And you say we are with the terms at tour. No, be the iron thing. Obe follow ni say be our mouse can as if be. And we could see that being emboa.
Okay, so he's simply telling a story of the other side of things, that you also have to be smart, streetwise.
Yes.
And not necessarily go to the route of going through money doublers and killing people and sleeping in coffins and a cemetery, as Kevin Anan has said, but being smart. But again, the question then, and he says he drives the range. You should see him on Facebook. He's a pretty young man. I'm pretty sure that at my age has a Range Rover. He says he deals in selling cars, etc. And they are streetwise in essence. Julius, yeah. I mean, you've shared the story. You've heard Kukubone some, right? Make the point about this. So what I'm curious to know, in spite of hearing Kukubone, some people still do it.
Yes. People still do these things because of the circumstances they find themselves in. You have somebody who probably, as of the time he was in GHS, already has a mindset that by 17, 19, 20, he has to have a house, a car, and all these things. And we have colleagues who tell us that we'll go to school, so by the time we'll be done, they'll be richer than us.
Yeah, true.
They will have everything and we wouldn't have it because they believe in these things, that by the time we are done going to school and all that, they would have succeeded one way or the other through fraud or through this spiritual activities.
Mm-hmm.
But then you observe and look at them. After some time, you realize that they are still just there. Nothing is making a change. And out of 10... you'd have only one, you know, progressing on the street like that. So the rest of the 9 would remain there and would want to do this kind of things that these guys are doing. And I think it all comes right back to society. The concept of grace, making things happen for people.
Mm.
You go to big churches, you find very rich men in the church, contributing a lot to the church.
Nobody and questions how they got the wealth
and,
to contribute.
And the pastor even comes to say, the grace of God did it for Mr. Kweku. It will do it for you, Mr. Kofi. Like, that kind of situation. Where does the grace come from? The grace must influence something for money to come out of it. But nobody asks these questions. Then we come to our education institutions. People have lost trust in education so much. You know,
because you touched on Stephanie, you have something to say.
Okay, I was actually going to say that with what he said,
yes, Taju.
Yeah, the streetwise. What came to mind was having mentors, people to, you know, advise you,
mm-hmm,
to show you that, okay, you, like he said, you want to enter this business. Okay, let me show you how you do it. If you do it this way, you are going to lose money. If you do it this way, you are going to gain money. You are going to get clients. You are going to get customers.
Yeah.
So those things are like something that we really don't have in this country. Like, we don't have people mentoring us. It's not easy. Even our parents, some parents don't have time for their kids. You know, they are just going to work. They know they put you in school, so that's it. And now we also don't know much. Most people don't want to work hard. Mm. Hard work is something that most people are like trying to stay away from.
Yeah.
We want quick money. We need to get the money. We need to get the bag. You see, so people don't really want to work hard to make it.
Yeah, which is a big problem. I want to hear what social media is saying on this. Manoh Cranton joins me with a few of your thoughts. Manoh, let's go through it. I can see a lot of people commenting on this and sharing your thoughts.
So a lot of the messages coming through social media platforms, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, and also on Twitter. Let me start with WhatsApp. This one says, from Al-Hassan Yakubu Abudu, says, I agree with Prof. Kwesi Enin 100%. Ghanaians are just hypocrites.
Frederick from Lakeside also says, Evans, Dr. Inin had it right. Society would not only have glorified them, but used them to insult the young adults who are doing genuine work. Guess what? They would have been invited as special guests at the next church, at the next church, next door. God help us.
And that's it, Evans. Good evening. Please, you think Kweku Bosam will come on air and be saying he uses human parts in his dealings? Please, they should stop throwing that into our eyes. This one says, please let me know if there's anything I need to do. Do I need to make any payment? So, Evans, our ill-gotten wealth, there's no justification for taxing them. GRA is supposed to assess them for them to show their source of income, because it could as well be money laundering. And if we portray that our money laundering systems are weak, it invites terrorism, because the perps would latch on it and use the proceeds to fund terrorism. GRA investigating the source of wealth.
And that's the next conversation I'll come to, and I'll pick Manasseh's thoughts on this, about the systemic failure too here. We've talked about the other societal pressures, but what about systems set up by the state through law to make sure that this doesn't happen, and questioning source of wealth? We've heard GRA tonight say they're going to go after the richest folks in Ghana, the Millionaires Club, just to take from them taxes that are due. But is anybody questioning the source of that wealth that we're going to tax? It's a conversation that we need to have as a country. And because elsewhere in the world, if you show up with a car that the system knows you can't afford, it triggers an automatic probe into your affair. If you put in a huge amount into your account, the bank is obliged to report that the source of wealth will be investigated. Not in Ghana. Manol.
Yeah, so on Twitter, the handle Call Me Senna says, my problem is, what is Bank of Ghana doing about these money doublers and blood money givers? Because as it stands, we might be using fake currency if their so-called money is not coming from the Bank of Ghana. This one also says, from the handle Hancock 89, in Ghana, the moment you question the source of someone's overnight riches, you are labeled as hater or pull him down, and they call you against. Somebody replies at Nancy Obu at that one. And this is also says, this has to be a right from the top. If we as a nation can get some leaders to account for some wealth they have within few years as leaders, it won't be difficult asking these young guys to account for such wealth they show off.
Yeah, I mean, so that is such an that's such an important point. I mean, so we have a lot of these public figures who, within a short period of time, is shown to have wealth. They can't account for it. And this week, we had a lot of them now say, yeah, I mean, this is so bad, but that is what the young people look at. To say, well, if you can't account for that wealth, why should I account for mine?
Definitely. Just a few more. Tackle the poor asset declaration requirements with constitutional amendments to require public office holders to publicly declare their assets. And this one says, it's not just the millionaires, but the middle class.
Yeah.
The special prosecutor has enough powers to go after those with unexplained wealth. Unfortunately, not well resourced in terms of presence in all the regions and districts.
Manasseh is joining me on the phone. He's still with me, but Kevin brings that. He's also with me. I want to start with Kevin, because Kevin, there's a conversation about the role of the church in this, and I bring up the church because it's still the biggest, you know, moral conscience we have in terms of the sheer numbers and the percentage of people who are Christians, and the beginning to tackle this problem will start from there. However, as we've heard expressed on the show, the church itself sometimes becomes complicit in encouraging this, you know, societal pressures, because the guy who drives in the most expensive car into the church is all of a sudden treated differently from the guy who comes in with a trotro. Do you accept that charge?
Well, Evans, thank you very much. I think that, persons who make those assertions may have a basis to make those claims. But if you listen to the narrative of the young boys, you would have heard clearly stated by one of the friends of the older boy that this boy was a church boy, but he refused to go to church and joined a due set of friends who were not particularly enthused about church or going to church at all. Now, that clearly shows us that he had a certain moral community around him that guided him, but he decided to exit that group and join another set of groups. And one boy said that he refused to join that group. And because of that, he was no longer tolerating him. So it means that it is an individual decision and choice. And when you take every strand of categories of persons in society, you would find some bad nuts there, including the church. So would you find people in the media who have wealth that needs to be questioned? Manasseh has in his sharing of his story, mentioned how some media folks who were well-placed called him and were surprised that he lived in a certain setting and was driving a certain mobile device. I, for instance, I mean, I've worked with students for well over 30 years. I've spent working with young people. One time I went to campus. As I drove in, I was in an Uber. A young lady who meets me says, "Oh, sir, why are you in Uber?" And I said, "What's wrong with me being in an Uber?" You see, the expectation of the girl was that I have a vehicle, yes. I mean, but must I always drive? The expectation is to see me driving in my own car, burning fuel and being in the air condition. But I was so tired over the weekend and I felt there was a need for me to use an Uber to go to the office. And she felt that, no, you shouldn't do that. Now, many of us fall for this kind of pressure. Your friend has become a side chick. Why? Because he wants money to live a certain lavish lifestyle. Now, when you question that lifestyle, they will tell you you are a hypocrite. And to these days, anytime somebody does something and you speak about it, they say you are a hypocrite. Why do we not address the problem and rather go after you are a hypocrite? This is hypocrite. That is hypocrite. It's not about hypocrisy. Otherwise, then we shouldn't touch any problem that emerges in society.
I mean,
we should deal with the root of the issue. And the root of the issue is that there is this discontentment in the heart of many people. And the moment you fall for that trait or invitation to be discontent with the little that you have, and by your sweat, you would be a victim of this kind of thing. Because it's a glossy allure. It's a glossy allure.
Yeah, I mean, I want to bring
many
it.
Of us, I mean,
sorry, I want to bring...
You take a photograph. I have a friend who went and took a photograph. Now, when he took his photograph and put it on social media, he looked at it and realized the picture looked nicer than him. The pressure to look spotless, clean, and all those kinds of... is there. But should you fall for it? It's a choice you make. It's a decision you take.
In spite of the obvious societal pressures...
These ones are young people.
Yeah, but Manasseh, let's broaden this a bit more, and I'll bring the other connectors in, because, I mean, we're talking about, you know, societal pressures that encourage young people and everybody else to try and chase wealth that they simply can't afford. However, if you decide, say, to report somebody who you've seen who may not have wealth, may have amassed wealth that you suspect, as Kemianan has rightly said, you'll be tagged as PhD, pull him down. But then there are proper institutions like the Bank of Ghana, like the Securities and Exchange Commission, etc. Elsewhere, if you put in a huge amount of money in your account today, it will trigger an instant check into your background. Isn't that also a systemic breakdown in terms of the state apparatus we've put in place of law, etc., to check this?
Well, those in charge of those state institutions are not Chinese or Americans. And there is this saying in Chi, that's a koto rianani bansu ria, why not bejeni nyonko tata? So the crab is crawling, its offspring are also crawling. So who teach the other how to walk? Every aspect of our institution or our nation has these problems. And once we don't correct the basics, letting people know that it is not wrong to live a certain lifestyle and make an impact. I went to Germany. I went to visit a friend who is a German Finnish and married a Ghanaian. And this young lady was telling a story that her husband bought a bicycle for her. And then she sent a picture to her parents and her family here. And they started insulting her. Say, even those that they married them here, they buy V8 for them. You've gone to marry a white man, and then you are not ashamed to even show us a bicycle. But in those communities, the systems work so much that you don't even need a car. So I would want to say that to get things right, we should begin to teach people that it is all right to make it without necessarily becoming rich. Some of us are here today because some teachers in Kitekrachi were able to sacrifice their life. They have not been rich. They are not famous. But if they had not sacrificed their lives to teach us, some of us wouldn't have come this far. And there was somebody who posted something on Facebook today that if somebody deceives you, that education will make you rich, look at the shoe of your professor. And that is the mindset. So I think we should begin to let people feel that, look, the purpose for which we are all here, not all of us can be rich, not all of us are meant to make money, but we can make society better, we can make our country better without necessarily coming and becoming wealthy. And wealth is relative and subjective. If somebody has 10 million in their account and I have, let's say, 5,000 cedis in my account and I don't go and beg, I don't think I'm poor. So I mean, people should begin to let others feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, and we must say this, and Manasseh, it's great that you brought that up. We are not saying wealth isn't good, right? I mean, wealth is good, but it has to be earned right. I guess that's all we are saying. Wealth is good. It has to be earned right through the legal means. Taju, I mean, let me end with you. So you live on the street. You've seen this a lot. You've seen some of your friends. I'm pretty sure you've seen some of your friends suffer this problem.
Plenty.
Yeah. Can you give me one example?
Yeah, one of my friends, someone lied to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend follow up. And then my friend is mad now.
Your friend is mad now?
Yeah.
What did your friend do to be mad?
He followed these malams.
Okay.
That's where he gets deceived. So my friend is mad at Newtown. My best friend.
Your best friend?
Yeah.
What did he do? Like rituals?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Like, I'll help you. I will let you get money, that kind of things. Then my friend follow up. Now my friend is mad.
Hmm.
My friend have 3 houses. Everything. But
so
my friend is mad. Now.
He has 3 houses. He has many cars, I'm sure. What cars? What type of cars?
Oh, we have Audi. Q7. Audi Q7.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeep. More cars. Yeah, but my friend is mad. Now.
He's mad. How old is he?
32
years old. Okay. So what is your advice for young people like yourself?
They have to follow up.
They have
to read.
They have to read, okay.
They have to read and follow up.
Mm.
Because even me, I do follow up. I do read.
Okay.
I want to know what's going on.
Okay.
So now I've learned to follow up, to know what's going on.
Okay.
But now the street don't read. They don't follow up. They just do anything for money. They think that's the way. That's not the way. They have to read and follow up. Because of what is going on the streets and the media, they will say, this malam can help me, this man can help me. That's not the way.
Mm. Taju, that's an appropriate way to end. And what you said at the end is just powerful. A 32-year-old best friend of yours has 3 houses, has luxury cars, but follow the malam's advice.
Yeah.
He's mad now.
Yeah.
And all the house. So who's using the houses now? I'm sure he's just sitting there.
Yeah, family, brothers.
Okay. I've taken it.
But they have tried.
To try and help him?
No help.
But when he was doing all that thing, I'm sure the family were encouraging him,
yeah,
right? They were happy for him.
They don't know where the money is coming from.
But they were happy.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the problem.
Yeah,
Taju, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And that is exactly what we've been talking about. And I'm grateful that you brought that experience to share. If you listen to us and a young person, just listen to Taju and listen to Kukubo and Sam, who have said there's nothing like money doubling anywhere. I'm grateful for all of you for connecting. My name is Evan Spence. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, this is Morris, and I say keep on listening to George 99.7 FM.
James, host of Sports World on the BBC World Service. For the best of previews to the sporting weekend, listen to George Addo Jr. on The Locker Room on Joy 99.7 FM.
Live on radio, live online, this is The Locker Room on Joy 99.7 FM with George Addo Jr.
Spain's main football feature, the Mad of Derbies, and the game with huge prospect of turning the La Liga title race on its head is the heartbeat of the approaching sporting weekend.
Of the pitch, looks to drive on and hits one, left foot in. Oh, that's brilliant. It's typical Lionel Messi, and the captain's got Barcelona going again here. And Busquets has a chance to play one to the box for Messi. Now, was there a foul there on Griezmann? It's a penalty. Griezmann brought down just inside the area, and now you start to wonder, don't you? Messi has already scored one sensational goal. Can he convert from the spot? Oh, he can't! Saved by Navas. It came off the goalkeeper. Now, Vinicius Junior looks to break through and gets the opening goal. Well, what a run that was from left to centre. In behind the Liverpool defence, got into a central position and drilled it beyond Alisson. And it's going to be a second, and it's a big error at the back from Liverpool that's punished to the fullest of effect. And inside the final 10 minutes of this first half, Real Madrid have doubled their lead. A tap-in for Asensio. Real Madrid 2, Liverpool 0. It's fallen for Salah! Modric with the pass. Vinicius with the shot! And in it goes! And Real Madrid restore their two-goal cushion.
Barcelona-Real Madrid will divide Spain and equally the world into two parts, the blue and half end, or the white end. In a closely fought El Clasico with so much on it, Real Madrid are 2 points behind Barcelona, who themselves are a point away from leaders Atletico Madrid. We preview the fireworks expected tomorrow. We will equally monitor the Serie A title race, which is getting keener by the day. Check out the games to come as well in the Bundesliga and the French Liga. Whilst leagues in Europe's top five are concerned about the title races, in England, it's more about who finishes in the top four. Aside champions elect Manchester City and second-placed Manchester United. And this game could make the murky navigation clearer.
Reguilon is forward on this near side, the left. It's a good cross in towards the penalty area, and it's a super header from Sissoko, and it puts Tottenham Hotspur ahead.
Now might be something in here. Oh, it's brilliantly finished. Ahmad in behind the Milan defence to backhead the ball in for his first Manchester United goal. Milan caught out. It came from nowhere.
The ball played through to Martial. Here is Rashford. Oh, what a clinical goal that is. Oh. And Manchester United have made history. They are the first in top flight history to score at least three goals in six consecutive away matches.
The Mourinho derby will see Manchester United take on Spurs in what's easily the weekend's headliner in England. And we have a preview of games involving Chelsea, Manchester City, Arsenal and West Ham United. Also coming up...
Oh, Nene with a wonderful pass has got it to Gata. Gata with the ball for it. Oh, beautiful pass. They have got the goal! Fehani with the second goal for Itenta Sedev. It feels all well. Deja vu. Beautiful tap in. And it's 2-1. Lifeline for Kamasi Asante. Gonna cut to get back into this game. Naby Keita to save Kamasi Asante Gotoko from falling again to the North African Giants. Hands on one waste. Naby Keita, hands up, takes a few paces. Naby Keita hits the ball and is saved.
Continental action and the final round of group stage games at the CAF Champions League take place this weekend. There's a big story of last year's runners-up, Zamalek, likely to fall off this early in the competition. We have a full preview ahead. If you'd like to send us a message, we'd love to read them via social media accounts. On Facebook, joy/99.7. On WhatsApp, 055-111-997. Or you can tweet at us at Joy Sports GH. We'll be around Ghana Premier League grounds to preview match day 19 fixtures in France to properly assess the impact of pushing the French Open forward and bring you the latest from the ongoing Masters in Golf. Time to talk about what the world is talking about in the world of sports. Hello from me, George Adde Jr., and welcome. And as always, good to have you on side live on Joy 99.7 FM. We've got some 52 minutes to preview what is to come in this sporting weekend. So much to come. And I must tell you that you want to send us your messages on our WhatsApp line 0551 111997. And of course, we'll see if we can get an opportunity for you to send in and call us and tell us what you think about the classical Real Madrid up against Barcelona like never before. Barcelona with 65 points, one behind Atletico Madrid 66 and Real Madrid with 63 points. The El Clasico couldn't mean anything bigger than this. And how about the Spurs versus Manchester United? It's always great to have all of you on side, and we'll see how it all goes. But of course, this evening we'll start from boxing.